The people of Liverpool are waking up this morning to the aftermath of an evening which started out as a great celebration, but which ended in carnage. Four children are among 27 people who are in hospital this morning. Two of them have serious injuries after a man drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians just minutes after the victorious Liverpool football team had marked their 20th Premier League win with the cup on an open-top bus parade through the city centre. It was at around 6 o'clock. The bus had just passed along the Strand, past the Liver building along the waterfront, and celebratory fireworks and smoke from flares were thick in the air. The fans were making their way up Water Street when a car driven by a man knocked down one pedestrian. The car then appeared to start to reverse, but then it moved forward again, accelerating, this time hitting dozens more people. People's screams now filled the air, and dozens of others tried to stop the car. They smashed its back window as the car came to a stop. Well, the scenes were horrific to watch. No one knew if anyone had died or just how badly people had been hurt. This video was recorded from an upstairs window and posted on TikTok. Well, a 53-year-old white British man is in police custody this morning. Police say he is the driver of the car. Nick Searle is Chief Fire Officer for Merseyside Fire and Rescue Service. He described the awful scenes which greeted them on Water Street.
On arrival, the crews were met with numerous injured people and four persons trapped under a vehicle. Our crews rapidly lifted the vehicle, removed three adults and one child from beneath, and passed them to our ambulance service colleagues. We then worked with emergency service partners to ensure casualties received medical treatment and transport to hospital as quickly as possible.
Well, nearly 5 hours after the incident, the police were finally ready to tell us that 27 people, including those four children, had been taken to hospital, two with serious injuries, but thankfully no one died. We're joined this morning by two men who were there, James Pearce, Liverpool FC reporter with The Athletic, and John Isherwood, Cork-based Liverpool fan and broadcaster with Red FM. And you're both very welcome indeed. And John, how are you this morning, and what are your memories of what you witnessed yesterday evening?
Good morning. Still a little bit shook up, to be honest with you. Managed to sleep through the night, but the thought of it all and the images of what I saw in front of me still very much in my mind. I was quite near the Liver building for the actual parade itself. I'd lost all my friends at this point. Walked back towards Water Street, and we were all quite jubilant. The area was buzzing with life until we got onto Water Street. And literally as we turned onto it, it was directly opposite us. There was a static ambulance, and it was moments, literal seconds of panic as this car just came out of nowhere. And it seemed to either hit the ambulance — I'm trying to piece it together from other eyewitness reports I've seen — seemed to either hit the ambulance and catch someone between it and the ambulance, and then had reversed and headed off down Water Street itself. Me and my friends saw this person on the floor and just rushed straight towards the people who were panicking in, a way of trying to help. I think adrenaline just kicked in, but we couldn't believe what we were seeing in front of us. This car came out of nowhere. Yeah. And we still don't understand it.
And because it was such a massive event to begin with, the homecoming, the celebratory parade, there were a lot of emergency services, thankfully, on duty, and they were there very, very quickly.
Within seconds. Like, the ambulance crew were obviously straight in front of us anyway, because there was an ambulance there. The police were moments later, seconds later, and there's fire engines further down the road as well. It was a very, very rapid response. And our concern was for the person who was immediately in front of us on the floor, who did look in a fairly bad state. But as soon as we saw that the crews were there, we backed off and tried to disperse as many people as possible, get out of the way, give the crews the space to work. And then we heard the commotion from further down the street and sort of saw the car weaving around. So we saw, yeah, I said to another friend, we saw way too much of something that should never have happened.
Yeah, well, you're a first eyewitness to it. So it is very, very graphic in those moments. James Pierce, you're very welcome. James, what are your reflections this morning on what you saw?
Morning, yeah, just I can only utter many of those comments, really. Just complete shock. I was probably 300-400 metres away. I was watching the parade all afternoon on the balcony of a friend's apartment with my father and my young son, and it was a day of so much joy for so long. And then it was, yeah, just after 6 p.m. that you started to sense that something was up. Because, you know, the sound of sirens was growing louder and louder, and there was suddenly an air ambulance came into view as well, and that was where messages started to filter through. And then when I went back down onto street level, there were people running away, you know, very, very fearful. There were others, you know, consoling each other and weeping. And yeah, it was just shocking just how quickly the mood of the day had changed.
And it's very hard to, at this point in time, because it is still early and the police investigation is still ongoing, but the car didn't seem to drive at speed initially. And people were wondering, did they almost, you know, drive onto Water Street, not being aware perhaps of how crowded it was, and then got angry, and that's when they started to speed up? I mean, it's difficult to know, I suppose, at this point, what was going through his mind.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And you know, obviously there's various videos that have circulated on social media. One that appears to be probably, you know, a minute or so before the most horrific of the scenes on Water Street, that was on Dale Street, which, those who don't know the geography in Liverpool, is Dale Street effectively comes down from Lime Street, the main train station, towards the waterfront, and then kind of becomes Water Street. So, and clearly at that point, you know, there was some issues where this driver of the Ford Galaxy was clearly agitated, and there were some fans kind of, you know, bashing the side of his car because, you know, something had gone on. And of course, people as well, lots of people I spoke to last night are asking questions about how so soon after the parade was a car able to get that close, because where people were actually struck and hurt, you know, that is literally, you know, 50-60 meters away from the iconic Liver building. And of course, this was just after, this was 6 p.m. It was only 15 minutes earlier that Arne Slot and his triumphant Liverpool squad had passed by on the bus. So, you know, it was a period where so many people were just starting to disperse and make their way, trying to get back home.
Absolutely. And John, Liverpool, a club, a city that has known great tragedy in the past, it will come together after this.
It will indeed, just as it has done in the past. You know, I lost a close family friend at Hillsborough, who was known in my local town. His family owned the greengrocers, and the club came together. Then they've come together in the past, and the club and the city will come together again. And yeah, I've urged every Liverpool supporter, anybody in the city who saw my social media, to get in touch with me if they need to. You know, I'm here for them as well. It's horrendous. And just like James said, I don't understand how the car was there. There were so many other cars that shouldn't have been there on that street. It's all such a baffling situation, but as you said, this city will come together and we will be there for each other.
John, thank you very much. John Isherwood. James, thank you as well. James Pierce, both there in Liverpool last night. Well, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has been speaking about what took place in Liverpool on his way into Cabinet this morning. Let's hear him.
A night of what was meant to be incredible celebration, jubilation, turns to a night of horror and devastation. And I join with people right across Ireland in sending our thoughts to the people of Liverpool at this very, very difficult and devastating time. Also, most particularly to all of those caught up and injured, including the around 50 people who are in hospital, particularly the four children. I'm very conscious of the request from the police in the UK to not speculate on what is a very ongoing and live investigation. But I think there's always been a very close affinity between the city of Liverpool, the people of Liverpool, and the people of Ireland, and we think of them today.
Simon Harris there. It's 8:25.